Act 1, Scene 2.
Page 21.
And even though we don't want to, we've got to give her a point for that.
Bobby Duane enters, downstage left.
Pets are a good thing. In fact, my mama used to say every woman should have four. A mink in her closet, jaguar in her garage, tiger in her bed, and...
And a jackass to pay for it all. Hey, my mama taught me that one too, and I'd be a richer man today if I'd taken her seriously.
Oh my gosh, Bobby Duane, I haven't seen you in ages.
Carlene? Carlene Hart?
It was Hart, and then Waldrep, and then Mukewater, and now Travis. Mavis Flowers, this is Bobby Duane Dillahunt. We were in high school together. So what have you been doing all these years?
Oh, I've been living down in Milledgeville doing the couple thing. A couple of failed marriages, couple of failed businesses, couple of knee operations, a couple of willful emus left over from one of the couple of failed businesses, which led to one of the couple of failed marriages. Oh, it's just been a vortex of unspeakable grief. And you?
Oh, can't complain.
So what brings you back to Eden Falls, Bobby Duane?
I'm in construction now, and I got a tip you needed a sauna installed, so I thought I'd look your job over and make you a bid.
Actually, the person you should talk to is on the phone right now.
That's okay. It gives me a chance to run to the truck and get my tape measure.
I just can't tell you how great it is to see you again.
Bobby Duane exits, downstage left.
Page 22.
Guess I'm lucky you ended up with it, not me.
Bobby Duane enters, downstage left.
Why don't you just point me to where the sauna's gonna... Sugar Lee?
What are you doing here?
Isn't that just like me? When I heard you needed a contractor, I tracked down our old classmate, Bobby Duane, and told him there was a job for him in Eden Falls. I'm heartsick. I didn't mention it to you, Sugar Lee.
And you left out a few important details when you mentioned it to me. I honestly had no idea you owned this place, and I know how you feel about me, so let's just forget it.
I'm sure that's completely unnecessary. From what I've seen, Sugar Lee's in dire need of your services. Besides, she's not a person who'd hang on to an old grudge. Why? The repercussions that kind of vindictiveness would have in a town like this could ruin her little business. I mean, should word get out?
Look, Bobby Duane, it was a little shocking to see you walk in here, but the truth is, what happened between us was a lifetime ago. We were kids. In fact, it hasn't crossed my mind in years. So, I need work done, and if you're willing to do it, I'm perfectly happy to hire you.
You are? Sure. Yes, I don't have a lot of experience with getting good news, so you'll have to pardon me. What I'm saying is, yeah, I'll take the job. Glad to have it. Be back tomorrow and we'll get started.
Bobby Duane exits, downstage left.